Welcome to another episode of Beyond the Scale Healthy, where I talk about the mindset and give you as many tips as I possibly can about being healthy, healthy, sustainable weight loss, and all kinds of other training tips and bonuses. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about your why reason, which you may not know what that is just yet, but you will by the end of this episode. I want to remind you how important it is to stay focused on the real reason behind you wanting to be healthy, wanting to lose weight. It is easy, as our goals change, you may have already noticed, to lose focus on what you're really trying to achieve. And I want to help you be really clear on what it is you're trying to achieve in the long run, what your why reason is. You can have more than one, but you shouldn't really more than two. You should have a focus. What I mean by this is I want you to think of like a flashlight, an end of the light or a tunnel, because sometimes it feels that way. If you have a really long tunnel, the why reason is going to be the light at the end of that tunnel. It is the focus. It's the direction. It's the feeling that you want to really achieve. That will always stay constant. Goals are going to change within your journey. Once you achieve goals, you'll set new goals. Sometimes as you're striving for goals, you'll shift directions and strive for something different. Obstacles pop up, and you know, maybe we thought we were going to go into a push period, which I call is like, you know, when you're really giving your max effort and striving for progress. But if life is really busy, or there's a lot going on at home, or you're on vacation, or all kinds of other scenarios, house renos, things like that, family visiting, you can't really be in one of those push periods. It's just you don't have the time for it. And that may mean you may need to step back a bit. You might need to do less. Your efforts may not be maximum, but later you can go back into that push period and it's okay. So when our goals shift and life moves us around, challenges moves us around, one thing that doesn't change, one thing that always will stay consistent is your why of you wanting to feel better, you taking your care of yourself for most of the time, you feeling good. Even when life is really busy, especially when life is really busy, we need to feel our best. And that is why you should be eating healthier, trying to have some healthy meals, trying to fit in short workouts, maybe less often, but still at some point, because you need to feel good to be able to handle what life's throwing at you. It's not about a number on the scale, beyond the scale, healthy people, I promise. Focus not on that. Focus not on being perfect, because small steps, small changes are enough. They will add up. We sometimes feel like, well, you know, I'm not going to be able to get to the gym today. I might as well not eat healthy either. But like, that's not the goal. That's not your why reason. You want to feel good. You should be working out to feel good. If you can fit in 10 minutes, you'll feel better for the rest of the day. And just because if you're not exercising, that's a better reason to eat better, to feel better, right? You shouldn't be working out to lose weight. You shouldn't be working out to get smaller or because you are in a race to lose as much weight as possible against your friend, like, or to punish yourself for overeating, not eating healthy. Like, all of those reasons are not the reasons you should be working out. Exercising and working out should be, yes, and it does link to sometimes to contributing to help us lose weight, but it's not the reason. That's not the reason. You want to feel better mentally and physically. Workouts give that to you. You need to know what your why is. You need to remind yourself that it's not just about feeling good now. It's about feeling good later. Like when your kids have kids, do you want to be sitting in the stands and watching them play, or do you want to be in the field, whatever they're, or at on the ice, whatever you can possibly be in there and living it? Because it's not just about us living longer. If I tell you that, you're like, eh, great goal. But it's about living a fuller life longer, meaning not being crippled by our decisions to not take care of ourselves, not being slowed down by aches and pains that I know you feel maybe not in your control, but why the hell are they not? They may be challenges, but you can work through them and you can make gradual progress in no matter what challenges you have at you. The problem is yes, there are challenges that make it harder for you to work out and exercise and eat healthier. But the solution is whether you decide to let those challenges be the reason you're never going to eat healthy or you're never going to exercise, or whether you decide to find a way around those excuses. Because the excuses are valid. I promise. I have 100 of them too. But prioritizing myself and fitting in workouts and pushing myself to do hard things makes the other hard things to do easier to accomplish. You got to push yourself to do hard things earlier in the day if possible. But don't let your goals changing throughout change or confuse you of what you're really doing all of this for. The why reason is maybe it's a health condition that you have. Maybe it is your grandkids or your kids. Your why reason is an important reason of you not wanting to feel uncomfortable in your body anymore. You not feeling uncomfortable naked with your spouse, you being able to keep up with your kids, you getting out of breath when you walk up the stairs. Like, our daily life should not be affected by us being out of shape. You should not let that ever happen. If you want to be able to keep up with the housework, if you want to be able to keep up with a very busy life and schedule, you got to be taking care of yourself. And that is your why. The only way to do more, feel better, and get the most out of your life is to take care of yourself. That is your why. That is a damn good motivator to get your ass out of bed, to do the workouts when you don't feel like it, to suck it up when excuses and challenges still happen that you can't control. You have to find a way to make it happen anyway, even if it's a shorter workout, even if it's a later workout, even if it's something that makes that is inconvenient for you and uncomfortable. You will grow in those stages and in those feelings. You do something that you're scared. Like, only the best growth and progress comes from those moments. Small changes do freaking add up. Goals will change. You will conquer goals and strive for new ones. But don't let that beat you up and defeat you, because that why reason is still at the end of the tunnel. It might be getting bigger and brighter, and that's incredible. You should be feeling better and feeling good throughout the process, but that doesn't mean there's not hard parts within the process and challenges that arise. And parts where you got to step back. But you can step forward again much easier if you don't give up altogether and you still do something, still have some healthy meals. Yes, it will add up and it'll make a difference for when you're getting yourself back on track fully to your maximum. The goal is to keep a constant, but understand that there's always going to be waves. The goal is to not make them freaking tidal waves where you're up 1 minute and perfect at eating healthy perfectly, and then you're down and you're not doing anything at all. The goal is to stop the tidal waves and have little baby waves where you're sometimes eating healthier than others, and other times you're not eating as healthy because you're on vacation or it's summer. And then the same thing with workouts. Sometimes you're working out a little more, other times you're working out a little less, but there's still a constant. There's no more one extreme to another, because the why reason is keeping you going. It's a healthy why reason. It's a positive one. It's a feeling that you want to achieve. It's you feeling your healthiest, you feeling strong, you feeling good mentally and physically, you keeping up with daily life and feeling like you're making progress in your life, feeling good in your clothes, confident in the bedroom, whatever your freaking goals are, your life and can make progress in all areas, mentally and physically. But you have to know what your why reason is. You have to remind yourself of what your why reason is. You have to use that why reason to keep you going, especially when it gets hard, especially when challenges add up, especially when you get tired and you want to give up. Remind yourself that it's not about giving up and doing another boring, extreme perfection, temporary fix again. It's about moving through the waves and making them a little bit smaller, staying more consistent longer, because that why reason motivator is healthy. It's about you feeling strong mentally and physically, about you feeling good now, feeling good later for longer, about you living your best life, about you feeling your best in your only life and only body. Don't forget your why and keep your focus on your why. Keep reminding yourself of the why, of that you deserve to feel your best, that you can feel better, that you can make progress, that you don't need to change everything all at once. You can make small steps that lead you to progress, but to just feeling better now. That's the real important thing. Remind yourself of that. Now, today, and always. Re-listen to this episode as many times as you need to remind yourself that your why reason is how you feel and how you want to feel. The direction. Because goals will change. You will change. But feeling your best, that direction, that won't change. You need to keep striving for it. To feel your best mentally and physically. It's freaking possible, not with extremes, not with painful processes, but small changes and steps. Start there. And if you need more help, weight workouts, or nutrition wise, check out my link below. That's always in my show notes. I give you free recipes, all kinds of other podcast episodes, and membership coaching available for anybody who is interested in that. More personal, one-on-one, increased progress if you want support in customizing your workout plans and with your nutrition. You know, it's a bit confusing on how do you make changes? How do you make progress without doing one extreme to the other? How do you find that happy medium? You can check out my link below. Again, thank you for listening. I appreciate you, every single one of you. I'm sometimes not sure if you want me to continue and if anyone wants to continue to hear me rant and speak, but I show up for you even when it's uncomfortable. And I hope that some of these little things that I say to you sink in, they stick to you, and they remind you that being healthy doesn't need to be extreme. It doesn't need you to be perfect, that you can be healthy and you can make progress every week, every single day, just by starting, just by making small, sustainable changes. You can do this. You got this.